Welcome, everyone. On behalf of National Law Foundation, I'm Steve Siegel, and our discussion today is Understanding the Secure Act. The Secure Act is certainly a retirement planning game changer. One can say that the Secure Act has made retirement plans the worst asset for wealth transfer and estate planning. It is a big change that has the potential and is already adversely affecting what a lot of people are planning for themselves and their families, whether it be children, grandchildren, other beneficiaries. Under the Secure Act, we have three classes of possible beneficiary. We have the situation where the participant named no designated beneficiary. There's just no one there. Or we have the most favorable category called eligible designated beneficiaries, EDBs, as you'll hear them referred to. And then we have the third category is everyone else. And we'll talk about each of these categories and how the law now affects them. We start off by talking about a person who dies with no designated beneficiary. So how could that be? Well, the participant perhaps named no one, just never filled out a form where no one can find the form where there is a beneficiary. Or the person named a beneficiary, but that chosen beneficiary does not qualify as what we define in the law as a, quote, designated beneficiary, unquote. How can that happen? Well, the participant named his or her estate. That is not a designated beneficiary. Seems like it should be, but it's not. The participant named a charity, again, not a designated beneficiary, or the participant named a trust that doesn't rise to the level of being a designated beneficiary, it failed to qualify for some reason. So if one of these circumstances occurred, no one chosen, an estate, a charity, or a trust that isn't qualified, the participant is viewed as having not named a designated beneficiary. All right, so then what happens in that circumstance? When that is the case, if the participant died before reaching age 72, that's the required beginning date, and we'll talk a lot more about required beginning dates in this discussion. But if the person died, the participant, the employee, the person we're talking about, died before reaching age 72, all the distributions from the plan have to come out of the plan by the end of the fifth year following the participant's year of death. This became effective. The Secure Act became effective at the beginning of 2020. So we'll talk later about people who died before 2020. Those rules are different. But now, a person who died in 2020 or later, if they died before turning 72, all the money has to come out of the plan by the end of the fifth year following the person's year of death. What if they died after reaching age 72? They've passed the required beginning date. Presumably, they've already been taking required distributions. If that's the case, and then they die at an older age beyond 72, now the distributions have to be made over their remaining actuarial life expectancy as if the person had not died. You go to a table called the single life table, and you say at age 75, 77, whatever, how many years was that person expected to live? That's the number of years over which the remaining funds in the plan have to be taken. We call that sometimes the ghost life expectancy. The person has died, but somehow they still have actuarial life expectancy attributed to them. So either die before reaching required beginning date by the end of year five after the person dies, die after your required beginning date, then you have to take the money over their remaining actuarial life expectancy incrementally each year. One thing we recommend in some cases, let's say you have a charity as the beneficiary, and these rules will now apply if the charity is the beneficiary, but maybe the charity is one of several beneficiaries. The presence of the charity, if it shares being a beneficiary with others, that taints all the beneficiaries. But the way you fix that is you pay out the charity, you pay them their share, prior to September 30 of the year following the participant's year of death. That gets the charity off the books